The hour of noon having arrived, I will call to order the Common Council meeting of Tuesday, April 21st, 2026, and ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Thank you. Alder Glenn.
Here.
Alder Glenn is present. Alder Govindarajan.
Here.
Alder Govindarajan is present. Alder Uyghur.
Here.
Alder Uyghur is present. Alder Harrington McKinney.
Present.
Alder Harrington McKinney is present. Alder Lankella.
Present.
Alder Lankella is present. Alder Knox.
Here.
Alder Knox is present. Alder Madison.
Here.
Alder Madison is present. Alder Martinez Rutherford.
Present.
Alder Martinez Rutherford is present. Alder Matthews.
Here.
Alder Matthews is present. Alder Mayer.
Here.
Alder Mayer is present. Alder O'Brien.
Here.
Alder O'Brien is present. Alder Ohovich.
Present.
Alder Ohovich is present. Alder Pritchett.
Here.
Alder Pritchett is present. Alder Tischler. Alder Tischler is present. Alder Revere.
Here.
Alder Revere is present. Alder Vitiver.
Here.
Alder Vitiver is present. Alder Duncan.
Here.
Alder Duncan is present. Alder Evers.
Here.
Alder Evers is present. Alder Field.
Here.
Alder Field is present. Alder Figueroa Cole.
Here.
Alder Figueroa Cole is present. Madam Mayor, we have a quorum.
Thank you. I will take my opening remarks opportunity at the first portion of this meeting to just say thank you. Particularly to the outgoing members of the council. Appreciate your service and the work that you've done for the city and for your districts. And I'm excited to work with the new council. But firstly, thank you all for your terms of service, that for those of you who have terms ending today. And congratulations to those of you who are staying with us. It's been a pleasure to work with you, and it will be a continuing pleasure to work with the new council. Our first item for this afternoon meeting is honoring resolutions. Item one is Legistar 92737, commending and thanking Alder Regina Vitiver for her dedicated and conscientious service during her tenure as president of the Madison Common Council. To read the resolution, I'll turn to Alder Govindarajan.
Thank you. Whereas Alder Regina Vitiver was elected by her peers to the office of the president of the Madison Common Council on April 15th, 2025, for the term 2025 to 2026, and whereas Alder Vitiver met regularly with Mayor Rhodes Conway and Common Council Vice President MGR Govindarajan to discuss city issues, and whereas during her term as Common Council President, Alder Vitiver also served as chair of the Common Council Executive Committee and served on the Capital Area Regional Planning Commission, City County Liaison Committee, Jeffrey Clay Erlinger Civility and Public Discourse Award Committee, Finance Committee, Joint Campus Area Committee, and Water Utility Board. And whereas during Alder Vitiver's tenure as Common Council President, the Common Council had an average meeting length of 125 minutes, which was the shortest average meeting length of any Common Council President's tenure since 2010 by over 30 minutes. And whereas the Common Council President, Alder Vitiver held Common Council discussions on several topics as a means of informing alders and members of the public of the incredible work our city does addressing homelessness, lake health, violence prevention, and sustainability. And whereas Alder Vitiver fulfilled her duties as Common Council President while ably representing and responding to her 5th District constituents' concerns and issues. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Mayor and the Common Council commend and thank Regina Vitiver for her dedication and conscientious service during her tenure as president of the Madison Common Council.
Thank you, Alder. We'll take that as moved by Alder Govindarajan. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Alder Vitiver, do you wish to speak?
I, as in my efforts to keep things brief, just to say thank everybody for helping this term to be successful, and I look forward to continuing as your colleague in a less leadership position as we go forward.
Thank you, Alder. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any objection to recording an enthusiastic unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, we'll record that vote. Congratulations. Thank you for your service. Item two is Legistar 92738, commending and thanking Alder MGR Govindarajan for his outstanding service to his constituents and the City of Madison as District 8 Alder and as Common Council Vice President. To read this resolution, I will turn to Alder Revere.
Thank you, Mayor. It's my honor to
begin. Whereas Alder MGR Govindarajan was sworn into the Madison Common Council on April 17th, 2023, and whereas Alder Govindarajan was elected by the residents of District 8, representing one of the most dynamic and diverse communities in the city of Madison. And whereas, during his tenure, Alder Govindarajan prioritized uplifting student voices and strengthening the connection between the University of Wisconsin-Madison community and city government, ensuring that young people were meaningfully represented in local decision-making. And whereas Alder Govindarajan elevated issues central to students and young adults in the city, including housing affordability, tenant protections, transportation access, public safety, and government accessibility, while advocating for policies that reflect both the immediate and long-term needs of a growing city. And whereas Alder Govindarajan served as Vice President of the Common Council for the term 2025-2026, where he helped expand Alder involvement in shaping the city's state legislative agenda by fostering closer coordination with the city's lobbying efforts, including hosting two Alder Lobby Days, while also guiding council deliberations, supporting colleagues, and advocating for the needs of council staff and the Common Council. And
whereas Alder Govindarajan served on the Finance Committee, Transportation Commission, Common Council Executive Committee, Joint Campus Area Committee, Water Utility Board, Sustainable Madison Committee, Downtown Coordinating Committee, and others. And whereas Alder Govindarajan remained consistently accessible to constituents, prioritizing direct engagement and ensuring that residents' concerns were heard and reflected in his work on the council. And whereas through his service, Alder Govindarajan demonstrated the importance of collaboration, institutional understanding, and pragmatic policymaking in addressing complex challenges facing the city. Now, therefore, let it be resolved that the mayor and Common Council express their sincere appreciation to Alder Govindarajan for his outstanding service to his constituents and to the city of Madison as District 8 Alder and as Common Council Vice President. Be it finally resolved that immediately upon adjournment of this day, the city of Madison shall establish and celebrate a non-recurring citywide MGR day lasting precisely for 8 minutes.
Thank you, Alders. We'll take that as moved by Alder Revere and seconded by Alder Martinez Rutherford. And I believe Alder Figueroa Cole wishes to speak.
Thank you, Mayor. I am so honored that MGR asked me to say a few words today. So I want to thank you for trusting me while I turn this speech about me. I met you at a bar in East Washington in 2023, which honestly is either the beginning of a great friendship or a city ethics complaint. It was a campaign watch party, a rough one. I was surrounded by supporters and close friends saying, "We are feeling good, you got this," which is political code for, "We're absolutely not feeling good and you may not get this." Then MGR walked in, we made eye contact, and that was it. There was no words, no handshakes, no introductions, just two people acknowledging each other's presence. That moment became a communication style between us. Honestly, it's a practical communication style. And more importantly, it is not subject to open records request. So, the job gives you a lot of moments where you are thinking, cover your ears over there, what the hell is happening right now? And every time I just look over at MGR, and there he is looking right back at me, making that face that exactly matches my emotions at that moment. No emails, no texts, just trauma bonding through eye contact and facial expressions, just like any good Puerto Rican. Now, like most students, MGR walks, bikes, takes the bus, or relies on elected officials who might make questionable driving decisions. So sometimes I give him rides home, which has included the bonus feature of getting pulled over. Yes. Not gonna say anything, Mike. Yes, there we were, three of us in the car. Yes, everyone's blood pressure spiked. And yes, once we realized we were not going to jail, we did what any responsible 20-some-year-old public servant will do. We took a selfie while the flashing police lights with the flashing police lights behind us. Because nothing says more, nothing says good governance like documenting your own potential headline on the newspaper next day. Now, I've known MGR for only 3 years, and I'm still afraid to say his full name out loud. Not because I don't, for a lack of a better word, respect you. You all know how I feel about that. But because I respect you too much to risk getting canceled mid-sentence. My name is pronounced since I was 6 years old, so I'm pretty versed on microaggressions. And you know me, I don't micro anything. Not my style. I Google your name, and it turns out that your name means one who bears the flute, in reference to Krishna, a Hindu lord, and symbolizes someone who supports others and leaves a lasting impact, which is very beautiful. But it's also a lot of pressure, MJR. Like, imagine your name meaning he who brings peace and wisdom, and then you have to show up to council meeting. All right, let's argue about building heights and demanding affordability. But to your credit, you have lived up to your name, from student advocacy to housing to transportation to making sure people can literally see where they're walking at night. During intense moments like the UW protests, you kept a cool head while some of more seasoned adults in the room were losing it, while helping run multiple candidates' campaigns or making connections between the Capitol and the county building. MGR, you have shown up. And somehow you did most of that while you were you being a student. I can barely handle this job as a full-grown adult sometimes, but you, MGR, were out here doing it between classes. Sorry, I have a midterm and a municipal crisis. That is crazy. This job is rewarding, it is hard, it's frustrating, it's constrained by state laws, budgets, and the reality that no matter what you do, someone is always gonna be mad. Sometimes it gets lonely, and yet you show up anyway, consistently, thoughtfully, and with just enough facial expressions to let me know that I'm not alone. I am going to miss you. So MGR, thank you for your friendship, your leadership, your patience, your trust in me, and for your reliable what is happening phase. I can't wait to see what you do next. No luck needed. You already survived this job. Everything else will feel way easier. So I'm sorry, I'm going to apologize ahead of time. So Muralidharan Govindarajan, see you out there in the world, kiddo. Thank you.
Thank you, Alder. Alder Vinever?
So clearly I should not have been the one to follow. Alder Govindarajan, it has been an absolute pleasure and an honor to serve with you in leadership for this council. You have brought intelligence, you have brought maturity beyond your years, and you have brought a really remarkable understanding of human nature to this role. I have had the pleasure of contacting you late at night, early in the morning, working with Karen, working with the mayor, and at each step of the way, you have always been thoughtful, productive, and always with that feeling of wanting to make the world a better place, which is, I think, what brings us all here. I too will miss you. Please don't lose my number. And I sincerely hope that law school is in your future and that you won't forget us.
Thank you, Alder. Alder Govindarajan.
Thank you. As any of you probably expected, I didn't write anything. And I specifically asked both of you to speak because I was hoping that I would have something to say, and that clearly wasn't the case anymore. This truly has been the most unique and meaningful opportunity I have ever had in my life, being in elected office. And the people I've met through here, all of you guys, both past and present, alders, the mayor's office, the staff, everyone, truly, I have never met a group of such passionate individuals. And though maybe we all disagree with each other here and there, the passion remains true. And I think that's what unites all of us throughout everything, is that we care about the city of Madison. But it also makes me think, remember when I almost got the city sued?
and filled your inboxes with 300 student emails in a day or so. Maybe only one of those things have changed. I know your inboxes are quite full today. But it makes me think you step into this role with no idea what you're really getting yourself into, and you're just thrown into there. And I want to thank the Common Council Chief of Staff and all of the Karen and all of the Common Council staff, because they have been such a helpful resource throughout the last 3 years to me, and I know for many of you as well, ensuring that even when things feel really hard and a bunch of people are yelling at you or asking you to go one way or another, you have the resources and the information to make a decision that you feel confident in. And truthfully, that's all that I was really happy to do in this role is 10 years from now, maybe a vote that I made might have been the wrong vote. I mean, if it wasn't 10 years from now, I mean, you know, but in the moment, I felt confident that it was the right way. And I felt supported by all of you. So thank you for that. I maybe really should have written something here, but I plan on being very much around the city of Madison over the next several years. Hopefully law school is in my future. Thank you, President Vitterber. And also that picture that Alder Figueroa Cole alluded to about being pulled over, that is not open records requestable, just to be clear. I do not confirm or deny its existence, in fact. And another fun fact is I did play the flute in fifth and sixth grade. So there's a little callback over there, I suppose. But I really do look forward to still being in Madison, hopefully serving on a city committee soon and being a part of everything happening without having to speak into a microphone or being on TV. I'll still be working in the state capitol, working on policy and legislation, just not having to be on camera. So I'm really excited to continue doing what I really enjoy doing in my life, and I'm glad that I get to rely on all of you and stay in touch. I will not lose anyone's phone numbers as long as you don't lose mine. And I'll see you all around. Thank you. I appreciate you all. And truly, I want to give a shout out to the staff as well. Over the last 3 years, it has been so difficult to do a job like this while also, at least for the first half of this, being a student. And the amount of support that I received cannot be put into words. So they are the unsung heroes behind every piece of legislation, every item on the agenda, everything that doesn't even make its way onto the agenda. The amount of things that we have as ideas where we reach out to staff being like, I have this fantastic idea and I know you've never heard of it before. And they're like, slow down, slow your horses. This is the seventh time someone's brought this up to me this week. So thank you to all of the staff, to the alders, everyone, and my district as well. I really do appreciate and I am honored by all of the students over the last several years to put their trust in me to represent them. I hope I did it well. My goal was always just to uplift the student voice and ensure that the city ensure that students felt like they have a place in the city. And I definitely have gotten that sense from more students over the last couple months, and I'm proud of that work. And I'm really excited for Ellen to take over as the next District 8 Alder. Technically, I think her term has started because I've already lost access to my emails. I checked. So she's going to be wonderful. I have so much trust in her, and you're all going to be blown away by what she can do. So thank you.
Thank you, Alder. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any objection to recording an enthusiastic unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, we'll record that vote. Congratulations and thank you for your service. Next item is item 3, Legistar 92739, commending and thanking Alder Isidore Knox Jr. for his dedicated service to the constituents in District 14 and the City of Madison. I'll turn to Alder Revere.
Thank you, Mayor. It is indeed an honor to read this resolution as well. Whereas Alder Isidore Knox Jr. first served on the Madison Common Council from April 5th, 2005 to April 17th, 2007, was elected to a second term on April 4th, 2023, and reelected to a third term on April 1st, 2025. Whereas Alder Knox Jr. served on the Alcohol License Review Committee, Committee on Aging, City-County Liaison Committee, Community Development Authority, Public Safety Review Committee, and Community Resource Committee. And whereas Alder Knox Jr. has championed the fight for increased funding and case management services for seniors to ensure better equity in the allocation of resources across the city. And whereas Alder Knox Jr. has devoted much time and considerable resources for underrepresented youth, particularly in his South Madison district over the years. And whereas Alder Knox Jr. has continued to support and advocate for accountable and responsible public safety and policing services in his district and the city of Madison. And whereas Alder Knox Jr., through his hard work and dedication to his Alder duties, has faithfully and with honor served his constituents and the city of Madison. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the mayor and common council commend and thank Alder Isidore Knox Jr. for his dedicated service to his constituents in District 14 and the city of Madison.
Thank you, Alder. We'll take that as moved by Alder Revere and seconded by Alder Harrington McKinney. And Alder Harrington McKinney.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Alder Revere did the official resolution of whereas. And so what I did was I reached out to a few people that wanted to speak into the spirit of Alder Knox. And then I'll start this. I am writing to share my heartfelt support and appreciation for your 3 decades of dedicated public service, your tenure in these chambers, representing both District 13 and District 14, has been defined by an exceptional commitment to your constituents and a consistent effort to ensure their voices are heard. Your leadership regarding public safety has been particularly impactful, from your role as an original member of the Police Civilian Oversight Board to your current work as Alder. You have been a steadfast advocate for the implementation of body-worn cameras. I know you will be working closely with the Independent Monitor and Chief Patterson. You are ensuring that Madison finally addresses this critical issue and is no longer an outlier. On a personal note, it has been a true privilege working with you over the past 5 years. Your dedication to empowering youth through the South Side Raiders for the past 30 years is inspiring, and the leadership shown by your 5 children is a testament to the family you and Cheryl have raised. I have personally benefited from your deep knowledge of both the public and private sectors, and above all, I have gained a lifelong friend. While I held out hope that you would remain in office, your filing for non-candidacy truly marks the end of an era. I look forward to hearing about your next chapter and community engagement. Perhaps in the near future, I will even be calling you Mr. Mayor. Good luck and God bless. Your path ahead is shining.
Thank you, Alder.
Alder, I'm not done.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Sherry Carter. This quote from Alex Pretty is worth remembering every day. Today we remember that freedom is not free. We have to work at it, nurture it, protect it, and even sacrifice for it. That was submitted by Sherry Carter. I have another one. And this is from a sitting Alder. Alder Isidore Knox has shown a strong commitment to representing District 14 over the years with a focus on practical solutions and community engagement. I admire him as a dedicated public servant who genuinely cares about the welfare of his constituents, consistently putting their needs ahead of personal recognition and working to ensure their voices are reflected in the decisions shaping Madison's future. And my final one is This one I really have to read. Isidore is a dedicated public servant. He is old-fashioned. He was in office to serve his people, not to advance a prescribed agenda. He is the kind of man you would trust with your family. We are all his family. And that is from former Mayor Soglin. So ends the reading.
Thank you, Alder. Alder Knox?
First of all, I just want to thank the many people that made the comments. I appreciate that. And for Mike reading the resolution, Barb, you sharing your thoughts as well. So I appreciate those kind comments. And I also would like to let you all know that it's been a pleasure for me to serve with my fellow alders, city staff, and try to make decisions that are that has a positive impact on Madison and the constituents of my district. I always try to recognize that I stand on the shoulders of those alders who served before me. And I appreciate those who not only served beside me, but and even if we don't always agree. So, you know, I still appreciate you guys. Often, I try to remember the legacy of those alders who championed the South Side and the city, people like Eugene Parks, people like Napoleon Smith, Sherry Carter, and one of my favorites, Tim Brewer. I hope that I have upheld their legacies in fighting for the constituents and the best interests of the residents of Madison. I've been a civil servant for the city of Madison, for Dane County, for the state of Wisconsin, and even the Milwaukee Public Schools for over 40 years of my work life. When I think about the first alder that I became aware of as a young teen, that was Vail Phillips. I happened to live in her district, and I knew her personally. I realized what an honor and privilege it is to serve and represent citizens. That's just one of the honors that all of us will appreciate at some point in time. I also appreciate that my civil service over the years have allowed me and my wife to raise and educate our 5 children to successful careers. And that's one of the things I like about Madison is if you work hard, you can raise your kids and then they can have success in this world. As the kind of city that I've raised my children and supported my family, I still know we have some serious problems in our city. We need better employment opportunities, more affordable housing of all types. We have a homelessness problem that we really need to address, violence issues, traffic safety, and senior concerns. And one of the other issues is we've become a high-tech city. And there are a lot of people in this city that are struggling to maintain in that environment. And the other thing that has concerned me is that we haven't found a way to educate Black children as a whole to proficiency in schools. And so those are not just the school district problem, but the city as a whole share that problem. You know, I can, in terms of senior, I can recall talking to some of my constituents about how difficult it is to continue to stay in their homes. Even when some people might feel like they're being selfish by staying in their homes, we realize that oftentimes you're not in a situation where if you sold your home, you could find a comparable place to stay. That's a real problem in the city. And I hope that this council will consider that as they move forward with trying to create more affordable housing for all people. I'm going to just skip some things I said and be a little brief. That's the city that we live in today, dealing with similar housing issues. I found it ironic. We're dealing with similar housing issues that way when I was a teen in Milwaukee with Vail Phillips, it was about open and fair housing. Now we're dealing with affordable housing. Man, that's a long time, and we're still struggling with some of those same issues. So for some people, what's the difference if you can't find a place to stay? So it's going to take all of you, I'm going to say all of us, to figure this thing out. And finally, I'll continue to advocate for my community that I live in, try to be a role model with my colleagues, and try to that I've tried to guide over the years. So I doubt if you've heard the last of me here, even in these chambers, but I certainly welcome the opportunity to spend more time with my family who have sacrificed much. And I just want to thank the residents for allowing me the honor and privilege to be their representative. And then finally, I just want to thank the staff. We have an awesome staff. They don't get the credit that they deserve. So anytime we're trying to make some decisions here, you can be sure we always have a competent staff here that can advise us. I appreciate the staff that's willing to tell me the truth sometimes, saying we can't do this, we can't do that. And we just want this city to be great. But this city's going to grow some shoulders. And so think about the little person. Think about the person who's struggling. And then finally, think about those taxpayers who are struggling, too, to maintain staying in the city. We want to welcome all these new residents coming, but we also want to create an environment where some of us can stay and be proud of living in the city of Madison that we call home. So that's it.
Thank you, Alder. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any objection to recording an enthusiastic unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, congratulations, Alder, and thank you for your service. All right. President Vitiver, a motion to refer unfinished business to the organizational meeting.
Move to refer unfinished business to the organizational meeting.
Moved and seconded. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, we will now move to swearing in the new alders. So those of you who are leaving, thank you again for your service. And those of you who are new, please come take your seats. I will hand it over to our clerk.
Hi, all. If the new and returning alder, even district alders, could please stand as you're able. And please repeat after me. I, state your name.
I, Victor Revere.
Do solemnly affirm that.
Do solemnly affirm that.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Wisconsin. And the Charter of the City of Madison.
And the Charter of the City of Madison.
And will perform the duties of the Madison Common Council.
Will perform the duties of the Madison Common Council.
In and for, please state your district.
In and for,
district. City of Madison. to the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Congratulations to the new council. And so we are now going to convene the organizational meeting of April 21st, 2026. And I will ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Thank you. Alder Glenn.
Here.
Alder Glenn is present. Alder Uguer.
Here.
Alder Uguer is present. Alder Harrington McKinney.
Present.
Alder Harrington McKinney is present. Alder Lankella.
Here.
Alder Lankella is present. Alder Lieberman.
Here.
Alder Lieberman is present. Alder Madison. Alder Madison is present. Alder Martinez Rutherford.
Present.
Alder Martinez Rutherford is present. Alder Matthews.
Here.
Alder Matthews is present. Alder Mayer.
Here.
Alder Mayer is present. Alder O'Brien.
Here.
Alder O'Brien is present. Alder Ohovich.
Present.
Alder Ohovich is present. Alder Pritchett.
Here.
Alder Pritchett is present. Alder Tischler. Alder Tischler is present. Alder Revere.
Here.
Alder Revere is present. Alder Vitterer.
Here.
Alder Vitterer is present. Alder Zhang.
Here.
Alder Zhang is present. Alder Duncan.
Here.
Alder Duncan is present. Alder Evers.
Here.
Alder Evers is present. Alder Field.
Here.
Alder Field is present. Alder Figueroa Cole.
Here.
Alder Figueroa Cole is present. Madam Mayor, we have a quorum.
Thank you. So we'll convene as a committee of the whole, and I'll stay in the chair unless there's objection to that. Seeing no objection. We have two items in the committee of the whole, and the first is item four, Legistar 92769, the election of the Common Council President. So the first order of business is to accept nominations for the role of Common Council President. Alder Vitiver.
I would like to nominate Sabrina Madison for president.
Second.
Alder Madison has been nominated. Alder Madison, do you accept the nomination?
I do.
Thank you, Alder. Are there any further nominations for Common Council President? Are there any further nominations for Common Council President? Are there any further nominations for Common Council President? Seeing no further nominations for Common Council President, is there any objection to electing Alder Sabrina Madison Common Council President by acclamation? Seeing no objection, congratulations, Alder. All right, then item five is Legistar 92770, election of Common Council Vice President. Are there any nominations for Common Council Vice President? Alder Uguer.
It's my honor to nominate Alder Carmela Glenn for the position of Vice President of the Common Council.
Thank you, Alder. Is there a second?
Second.
Alder Glenn, do you accept the nomination?
I accept the nomination.
Thank you, Alder. Are there any other nominations for Common Council Vice President? Are there any other nominations for Common Council Vice President? Are there any other nominations for Common Council Vice President? Seeing no other nominations, is there any objection to electing Alder Carmela Glenn Common Council Vice President by acclamation? Seeing no objection, congratulations, Alder. So then I would ask for the last time Alder Vitiver for a motion to adjourn the Committee of the Whole and to recess the meeting until 6:30 p.m. today.
Move to adjourn and recess until 6:30.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Is there any objection to adjourning the Committee of the Whole and recessing our meeting until 6:30 p.m. and recording a unanimous vote to do so? Seeing no objection, we are recessed until 6:30. Just a reminder, at 6:30, we are across the street in the Madison Municipal Building in room 215. We will see you there. Thank you, everyone.